This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In some parts of the country, a person can walk into a marijuana store, prove they're 21, and legally buy a drug that's quite illegal under federal law. Colorado and Washington have more than 100 stores already. Oregon and Alaska are next. California and a dozen other states could legalize soon. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman visited a new store near Denver and filed this report.
144, 145...
Your name is Brian Zordon,
one of the managers at Live Green Cannabis Edgewater. Loud rock music in the entrance in the foyer, trying to set a playful atmosphere. So the guests will come in, we'll check their IDs, we'll be able to give them a number, just like you would at a deli or a bank. There's absolutely no information that we keep regarding these customers.
So basically, except for the sort of bulletproof glass and everything, it's like liquor. You got to prove that you're a certain age. You can buy it, walk away, no one knows you bought it or anything.
Correct.
And wow, it looks like you do have a lot of security.
We do. We've got lots of cameras on the back, the front, the streets.
Now, because pot's illegal under federal law, the profits can't easily be banked. So the staff handles and stores a lot of cash. We leave the crowded sales area and step into a back room.
And I'm looking at really, really big safes.
These are massive old gun safes.
For both product and cash, I assume.
Correct.
So we're now behind the counter.
We have a large variety. We have the three main types of consuming cannabis: edible, concentrates, and flower.
I've been hearing about candies and things that seem like they're something for kids. What do we have here?
Things that appeal to anybody, really, with a sweet tooth. Candy bars, drinks, chocolate with peanut butter, of course.
And there's the classic smokable weed in plastic packets, around $50 an eighth of an ounce. That's more than double the price one dealer offered on the black market. But keep in mind, 30% of legal sales go to state and local taxes. And the varieties for sale, they read like a Cheech and Chong bit.
Lamb's breath, hippie chick, daywalker cross with Tang Tang, which got second in the cannabis cut.
You can sniff the buds here, but no smoking or sampling. That's strictly illegal on premises. Reporting from the Live Green Cannabis Store in suburban Denver, I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.